This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The United Nations Security Council is holding a rare session outside of New York City. Council members traveled aboard Vice President Dick Cheney's Air Force Two to Nairobi, Kenya, where they're spending 2 days discussing the situation in nearby Sudan. One focus is on the 21-year-long civil war between the Muslim-dominated government in Khartoum and the Christian region of southern Sudan. The rebel Sudan People's Liberation Army began the battle for greater autonomy in the southern regions in 1983, and since then an estimated 2 million people have been killed. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Nairobi and covering this story. And Jason, why take the Security Council to Africa?
They've taken the Security Council here because they want to really put pressure on the government in Khartoum and the Sudanese People's Liberation Army to get a peace deal done. They've been negotiating for years. They're very close to having a comprehensive peace deal that would end this two-decade-long civil war, and it just hasn't happened. And they've come here to put pressure on both parties and say, look, you really need to get this done. And if you do, the UN will be behind you and will have some big development packages to help you rebuild the South. But first, you need to sign a comprehensive peace deal and end this very tragic civil war.
And just to be clear, they're in Nairobi, Kenya, because that's a convenient place to meet, and that's where the peace talks actually have been in the past on this particular conflict?
That's right. The peace talks for southern Sudan have been happening in Naivasha and also in Nairobi. Kenya has been very involved in these peace talks, and so that's why they're here at the moment. Also, there happens to be a big UN compound here where they can come and meet.
Okay, now the conflict in the south that we mentioned is not the only issue being discussed, right?
That's right. Officially on the agenda, it is southern Sudan and Somalia, but Darfur has also come up, the western section of Sudan, where the ongoing humanitarian crisis continues there. And today, Secretary General Kofi Annan said that the situation continues to deteriorate in Darfur, and he said that there seems to be an unwillingness or an inability of the Sudanese government to protect its own citizens there, and that if that continues to go on, it's the burden of the international community to get even more involved in the situation in Darfur.
Okay, what do they plan to do?
Well, at this meeting, again, their focus is on southern Sudan, and they're not going to take any specific action on Darfur, but they have been reiterating things that they've been saying earlier, talking about the possibility, they don't use the word sanctions, but taking actions against the Sudanese petroleum sector, which is very important to the economy and to the government in Khartoum, that is one potential possibility. Also talking about beefing up support for African Union troops that are at the moment attempting to be deployed in Darfur. They're starting to be deployed, but being deployed quite slowly.
Are there any other tools that the UN Security Council can use to bring peace to this area?
Well, at the moment, they're really using the bully pulpit of this Security Council meeting in Africa. It's only the fourth time that they've officially convened outside their headquarters in New York to bring attention to this. And that is part of the significance of coming to Nairobi, coming and holding this meeting, is to make it clear that this is very high on the Security Council's agenda, and they want to make sure that some action is taken.
We've been talking to NPR's Jason Beaubien. He is in Nairobi, Kenya, where a rare United Nations Security Council session outside New York is taking place. It's an effort to address the conflict in Sudan. Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.